भूतानि सर्वानि सुपधारय अहम कृष्णस्य जगत प्रभव प्रलय तथा So, as you have explained last morning, all these different forms, both living and not living, jada chetan, animate and inanimate, everything. They are products of the two energies of Krishna, apara and para, inferior and superior. The inanimate is inferior energy, product of the inferior energy, and animate is the product of superior energy. But both of them are inert. And they are combination. They are combination in this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no display of interiorness. There is only the superiorness, chetan, chit-jagat. The spiritual world is therefore called a living world. There is no manifestation of this occasion or inanimate. There are also varieties, as we have got here. There is water, there are trees, there is land, not negated. Not impersonal. Everything is there. But they are all made of the superior energy. It is described that Yamuna river is flowing with a race. But when Krishna comes on the bank of the Yamuna, the waves stop. To hear Krishna's flute. These are the descriptions. When Krishna passes through the roads of Vrindavan, the fruits and flowers, they offer their obeisances, and Krishna understands, and he takes. So this is the position of the spiritual world. From this material world, we cannot conjecture or imagine what is spiritual world. But we can simply understand, anubhav, by perceiving, by realizing there are two events that we can understand very easily. That's why the difference between a living man and a dead man, that we can realize, anyone can realize. The dead man means that spiritual energy is no longer there. The scientists, the so-called scientists, they say there is no such thing as spiritual energy or soul. The bodily function has stopped. Therefore, a man is dead. So, if it is only material, then why it is not re-energized? It could be re-instead, just like a material car stops to run. You go to gas. A station gets some gas, again the car runs. Similarly, if this body is simply lump of matter, then when it stops to move, then why not give something material so that it can again rise up and move? There are so many arguments in this connection. If a materialist scientist argues that the blood has become white, therefore the movement is gone. So, the answer should be, the blood can be colored by so many scientific methods. And if redness of the blood, natural redness of the blood is the source of life, then there are many jewels. They are naturally red. Why they are not living? So, these arguments cannot be applied. The real thing is that the soul, individual soul, because the individual soul has passed away, therefore the body is there. You cannot say that the life-giving substance or ingredients are lacking. No, that is not. The life-giving ingredients are there. If you say there are life-giving ingredients, I mean to say that material ingredients in which the soul was enlarged, that is already there. And the life-giving force, that is also there, because the dead body immediately after decomposition, giving, growing, or breeding so many germs. So the life we cannot say that life-giving ingredients are left. There is always, otherwise how these germs are coming? So these arguments are not sound arguments. The real position is, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Etat Janini Sarvani, Etat Janini Bhutani Sarvani Sukha. The everything is going on by combination of these two energies. And because these two energies are emanating from Krishna, therefore, Krishna is the origin of being. This is the conclusion. Krishna is the original cause. Krishna says also, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. The Vedanta Sutra says, that the absolute truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is He from whom everything generates. Janmatra Subrataha. These are the statements of the Vedic literature. And the conclusion is that Krishna is the origin of everything. Sarvakarana Tara. The cause of all cause. Here Krishna says, Aham Krishna Sajagata Prabhava Prabhavastatha. Krishna Sajagata Prabhava Prabhavastatha. Here in this material world, we experience that things are generated and born, and again they are finished, vanished. So, the cause of generation is also Krishna. And the cause of everything is of Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarva Harasya. Aham Sarva Mrityu. At last, I am as death. I take out everything from the living entity. Aham Sarva Harasya. Mrityu. Mrityu aham sarva. So at the time of death, he loses everything, whatever he has gained. So who takes that? Therefore, Krishna is another name, Hari. Hari means taker. Hara. Hara means devotee. The taker. So for the devotee, he takes all the material needs. And for the non-devotee, he takes everything what he has given. Therefore, he is called Hari. Tatma, Sarvatma, Bharata, Bhagavan is Sarvatri, Smartabhya, which was the instruction of Sukhdev Goswami, to Parikshit Maharaj, that Tatma, Bharata, Sarvatma, Bhagavan is Sarvatri, Hari, the name of Bhagavan, is Hari, Ishara, Bhagavan, Hari, Smartabhya, all, please remember, keep the sambhasya, always to be glorified. Smartabhya, keep the sambhasya, in this way, their power of faith. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a process. Always remembering Hari, Bhagavan, Ishara Hari. Matabha, Pitti, Dambasya, these are the respects. So, Krishna is the call of all. Now here there is difference between Mayavadi philosophy and Vaishnava. Now here, our Vaishnava philosophy is that everything is created as the product of the energy of the Supreme Lord. The Mayavadi theory is that the Lord has become everything. The Lord has become everything that is all there. But that does not mean that there is no more law. This is material conception. Just like if you take a piece of paper and make it into fragments, many fragments, and throw it, the original piece of paper is no longer exist. This is material. But, spiritual, Krishna, by his energy, has produced innumerable universes, and in each and every universe, there are innumerable planets, and each and every planet, there are innumerable mountains, rivers, seas, and their byproducts. In this way, the whole existence is there. One after another. How things are happening like that, they are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. After, one after another. From the star, there is sound, and from sound, there is air, from air, there is fire, from fire, there is water, from water, there is heart. So, it is not that this Krishna consciousness movement is a sentimental. It is based on fully scientific basis. But people do not understand this. They are simply and he says, hello, by the experimental science. The experimental science is very limited. Everything is experimental, but we do not know the process how to make this experiment. Otherwise, science means experimental science. But our knowledge, our activities are so limited that we cannot experiment higher analytical thoughts. That is not possible. Just like I have several times given this example, just like there is a cloud, the Kala is satisfying from the flesh. But there is a problem. We see all of a sudden in the morning there is a nice rose flower. But we evade the experimental knowledge because we cannot be, we say, by nature. This nature is prakriti. This prakriti is described here. Parāprakriti, aparāprakriti. So this nature is working not blindly under the direction of Krishna. That's why you are not familiar. That energy you can utilize as you like. Not that all of a sudden the energy comes out from your body any time. Suppose you have got the energy to give somebody a blow. This energy is there in your body. But when you like, when you deserve to use this energy, then it acts. Not that the energy automatically comes out. No. Similarly, this energy, this material energy and the spiritual energy, they are Krishna's energy. When he likes, he exhibits. Therefore, Krishna says, Mayam Bhakshina Prakriti Shivate Prakarasa. When he desires, there is creation. When he desires, there is annihilation. In the Bible also, it is said, God said, let there be creation, and there was creation. This is fact. But the so-called scientists, they cannot explain how God said let there be creation and there was creation. Because the so-called scientists, they are thinking in terms of their own knowledge. When the scientists want to create something, they require the implements, they require the ingredients, they require the facilities, they require the laboratory, and so many things. But for us, Shakti Vividhaivasyate, God's energy is so perfect that as soon as he desires, everything is performed automatically. Now, in this age of electronics, we find very easily that is simply describe the airplane, the running in electronics. Big mechanical power by electronics, simply by the pilot is pushing one button and so many things are happening. So if it is possible for the material scientists to discover such nice mechanical arrangement by simply by pushing on the button, such wonderful things take place, why not Krishna's energy as soon as he desires everything? What is the reason? He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. His energy has worked. But the energy has worked so quickly and swiftly and subtly that we cannot see how it works. That is the difference. Because due to our dull brain, we cannot appreciate, we simply say nature, but we cannot explain what is that nature. So, therefore, the basic literature we should accept as they are. They're perfect. Basic literature we give authority because they are so perfect. Everything is scientific and perfect. Simply, we have to accept it. In save our time to the thousand is pure and perfect. He gets the information from Vedas. The Vedas also say that any stool of animal is impure. But another test it says that the cow dung is pure. Now, from our point of view, we shall speak, it is contradiction. No, it is not contradiction. It is actual statement. If you analyze Tao Dham, you will find it is full of antiseptic problems. So, the daily process of understanding is very perfect. And all the acharyas, they accept. Suti Prama. Replies here, the statement of Krishna, Sila, Ramanuja acharya has quoted many Vedic statements, how Krishna disclaims that I am the origin of everything, I am the creator of everything, that is, given evidences from Vedas, Mundaka Upanishad, Mahan Abhakti Liyate, Abhakta Ishare, Akhare Liyate, Akharam Tamasi Liyate, Tamah Pare Devi Eki Bhavati. So these are very statements. How things are emanating from the origin of all causes, and how they are again going back. It's like in the Brahma Sangrata. Agni, Mahi, Dhavanam, Ammo, Maro, Dishascha, Kala, Kathasma, Munasiti, Jagat, Trayani, Dasmat, Bhavanti, Vyuvanti, Pravishanti, Gumnam, Adipurusam, Tamahang, Vajani. These are very strict. Agni, Mahi, Dhavanam, Ammo, Maro, Dishascha, Kala Tathapa Manasi Jagat Trayani Jasmat Abhanti Ibhavanti Vishanti Jamta Jasmat Abhanti in the Upanishad also Jatuvani Mani Bhutani Jayati. So, the statements of Bhagavad Gita, because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are exactly the Vedic statements. But to make it easier for our understanding, for the people of this age, Krishna left his Bhagavad Gita, spoken by himself personally. So, unfortunately, there are so many rascals, they misinterpret this Bhagavad Gita. They do not understand Bhagavad Gita from the desired expectation. Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita should be understood in disciplic practice, even parampara praptam, even rajasaya. This is transcendental knowledge. We should hear from the authority as it is, not by changing according to my things. That is very much nice. That everyone can interpret in his own way. Jatamattam. If you have got your own opinion, that is also nice. How your opinion can be made? Every one of us is imperfect. We have got four defects. We commit mistakes. We are innocent. Our senses are imperfect. And we want to cheat. How we can give perfect knowledge? It is not possible. You cannot get perfect knowledge for the condition so. However, he may be educated in this. That is not education. Real education is one who knows the Veda, one who knows, one who has understood the Vedic knowledge from a disciplic succession. That is perfect knowledge. That's like, yesterday we are explaining dharma-jnana. Dharma-jnana disease of dharma and jnana, these should be understood very perfectly from the authority. You cannot create dharma. You cannot have perfect knowledge unless you take it from the authority. So this authority, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, accepted by all our time. Not that because we are speaking Krishna consciousness and therefore we are advocating that Krishna is the Supreme Authority. He is accepted Supreme Authority by all Akash. Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, and everyone. Krishna to Bhagavad, Jivala, Ushita, everything. All the living. So, you should take in that way. You should not try to interpret Bhagavad Gita in a physical way, as I think this may be. Just like sometimes one doctor, medical practitioner of your city, mom, he has also written a comment on the Bhagavad Gita, and he has explained that Arjuna is a patient and Krishna is the doctor, medical man. So he is explaining physiology and anatomy. So this is good. Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted a non-violence. So he interpreted Bhagavad Gita in his own way to prove non-violence. And very non-violence in Bhagavad Gita. It is spoken on the battlefield. So somebody there, so many commentaries and misleading. We should not be misled. We should check Bhagavad Gita as being, and then profit out. Otherwise, we shall be misled. Here Krishna says that Aham Sarva Saprabhava Pravayasattva. I am the origin of all emanations, and I am the ultimate rest after Kula, apparently, conservation of energy. Jasmān bhavanti jivavanti vishan. Bhavanti means comes out, immense. And vivavanti, enriched, flourish, and vishanti. This is the way of material existence. It comes out. It takes birth at a certain point. And it remains, just like our body, your body. It is born at a certain depth, and it will stay for a certain duration of time, and on a certain depth, it will vanish. This is the process. So Krishna is the origin of the birth. Krishna is the maintainer, and Krishna is the answer. The form by which he creates, that is Brahma. This object material. The form by which he maintains, that is Vishnu. And the form by which he annihilates, that is Rasa. Brahma is the mind. Actually, Krishna is everything. Just that he expands himself for managing different departments. The creation department is Brahma. Gunavata. Therefore, Brahma is called Rajagunavata. And Vishnu is actually Satagunavata. And Lord Shiva is Tamagunavata. So, Krishna personally becomes three and maintains this material world under three departmental balance. But we are concerned with the Satagun. We are concerned with the Satagun avatar, Vishnu, not with the Rajagun and Tamagun. Satagun means maintainer, exist. So our philosophy is to exist, not to exist, and not to be created. This Krishna consciousness movement means that now, henceforth, I shall exist. I shall neither take birth, neither I shall perish. If you take birth, then you have to be anything. But if you don't take birth, there is no question of anything. You simply exist. So that can be possible by Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, janma karma me vidyam. Jo janati tat. If you simply try to understand Krishna, how Krishna appears, how Krishna disappears, why Krishna comes, what does he do? So many things. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you simply think of Krishna. That is Krishna. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can think of Krishna. If you associate with these Krishna conscious people, then you will always think of Krishna. In this way, when you become fully Krishna conscious, then the result is Tattadriham punarjanmanayati mamiti. Immediately you become eligible to go back to home, back to God. That is all. No more taking birth, no more anything. Everything. Because Najanati Namiyati Va. To come to that position. Neither to die, neither to take birth. So this is possible if we study this Bhagavad Gita according to this way and method given by the acharyas. Here is commentary by Ramanuja acharya. It is very upright comment. Similarly, these are not comments. They are explained. Comments means I give some interpretation in my own way. So these are experts giving evidence from the Veda. So, etat janini bhutani sarvani sutadhara aham krishnasya jagata pralava pralava. This should be concluded that Krishna is the Govindamadi Purusham tamaham bhajam. Brahmasam. Govindamadi Purusham. Adi Krishna, he is the origin of everything. Purusham adhyam, Arjuna accepted Krishna after hearing Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavittam, Paramam Bhavam. Purusham Shashvatam adhyam. You are the Purusha. Purusha. The Supreme Absolute Truth is never Prakriti. Prakriti is the energy of the Purusha. He is Purusha, Bhokta. So, when you worship Prakriti, material energy, or this spiritual energy, is Rava, and the material energy is Durga, Devi, but they are under Krishna. They are not the Supreme. They are working. Maya Dhaksena Prakriti, Swati, etc. They are working under Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is original Purusha. Purusham Adhya. Govindam Adi Purusha. He is Adi Purusha. He is only Purusha. Male, but all others are just female. Don't understand female means like this. Female means predominated, and male means predominator. So Krishna is always predominator, and everything is predominated. That is Krishna's position. Mattap parataran nanya, kinti dasti nanya. Because he is the Supreme. All the energies are working under him. Therefore, he says, Matta, beyond me, Parataram Dhamya, there is no superior. Object. Matta Parataram Dhamya, Kinchidasti Dhananjaya, Mai Sarvamidam Srutam, Sutte Muniganaiva. Just like in a necklace, the pearls are woven in a thread, on a thread. So Krishna says, everything that you see, they are just like pearls, but they are resting on the thread, which are. As far as the thread is broken, they will be scattered. Similarly, Krishna is resting place in another sloka. Krishna says, Maya Satamidam Sadvam Jagat Abhaktamurtina Mastani Sadabhutani Naham Tetu Avastita. Just like this example, the pearls. They are resting on the thread. But this pearl is not the thread. This is Akinta Vidal philosophy. Everything is resting is emanation from Krishna, But not that everything is Krishna. The Maharaj philosophy is that Krishna is the supreme, as expanded, as everything, transcendent. Then why Krishna separately to yourself? Everything is yours. No, that's not. Everything, the worshipable is the supreme, Krishna. Manmana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhya Jiman Namaskar. Krishna says, Manmana, you just think of me. Although he is everything, he does not say that you think of stone, you think of this, or think of that. Manmana, no, he will think of me. Manmana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhya Jiman Namaskar. Not that because I am explaining as everything, therefore everything should be worshipped as Krishna. No. So, if we study Bhagavad Gita in this way, then we come to Krishna consciousness very easily. We have published Bhagavad Gita as it is. He requires everyone to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is and take the profit of it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.